their mode of propaganda is made up of attacks on each other, insults, creating animosity where there is none, I mean, between the two, their functionaries and so on. What is even more disturbing is that over the years, what they have done is that because there are so many radio stations, they have organized people who call into radio discussion programs to conduct this kind of mutual attacks, the spread of lies and the propaganda of character assassination and scandal mongering and so on and so forth. And it goes on every day in an organized fashion, as I said. And what is also even more disturbing is that very top leaders of these parties are the ones that use such language and such propaganda methods and therefore give the cue to their followers to follow.
Professor Karikari, do you think this is a danger that could create tension among supporters and possibly violent clashes?
Tensions they already have created because this kind of political communication has contributed to a very large extent to the extreme polarization in this country along partisan political lines. As for this kind of thing leading to violence and things like that, I don't believe that. They can only lead to violence if this propaganda or this hateful communication is followed up by the members of the party organizing themselves to commit acts of violence. But that has not happened. But and I don't think that will happen unless, of course, any of the parties behaves like that. But what is not very healthy is the one, the polarization, two, the way in which important issues are not discussed in public but clouded by this kind of propaganda. So, in other words, what one might say is that perhaps it's a mutual attempt by these leading political parties to divert attention of the public from real issues all the time.
And I know several groups in the country, religious and non-religious, have attempted to plead with these groups to ensure they calm down their rhetorics. That appeared not to have yielded any positive result. What can be done to ensure these two parties hammer out specific issues that troubles the people that needs to be resolved?
I think, first of all, there's no law in this country regulating broadcasting. And much of what we are talking about is on the airwaves. So if there could be a broadcasting law which provides broad outlines and broad outlines and guides for how radio stations should operate, I think that will help a bit. Secondly, one important thing is that many of the radio stations in the country are owned by active politicians or they are surrogates, and that's what is used to perpetrate this kind of public discussion. And so perhaps we may also have to look at the regulation of broadcasting, but that's very difficult because for some time to come, these two parties are likely to alternate being in government, and since neither of them is interested in really creating a saner public communication, that's quite some difficulty. But I suppose that civil society groups like mine, you know, must keep hammering at the badness of this behavior, hoping that we can get the public also on our side to put pressure on radio stations and managers to be more professional and
and get to work on real issues and not these diversionary propaganda methods. It's difficult to say what can be done. I think, again, because the smaller parties are not so strong, the big powers are not threatened by losing votes if they continue to behave like this. Perhaps, as I said, civil society, including, you know, not just religious organizations, but the trade unions and so on, may all have to come in and put pressure on the radio stations, not the politicians, but the radio stations to behave.